We've all played that wish game. What would you do if you had $1 million? And we dream about that and how that money would be spent and how much of it we'd give to the church and all these other things we'd do with money if it fell into our lap. And you may have played a similar game like that. Where would you live and what would you do if you could live your life all over again? And we imagine that, and I know we all at times feel sad that we don't have more life to live and experiences to share in this world. But the trouble is, and the reality is, we are all limited by both time and money. That's why this book of Ecclesiastes that we're going to be looking at over the next few weeks is such a fascinating book. It was written by a man who had plenty of money and plenty of time. He lived a long life, and he, in fact, had enough money to do absolutely anything he chose to do.